zero tolerance towards minorities. As early as 1940, Gauleiter Franz Hofer demanded increased surveillance of so-called asocials. The Nazi authorities defined asociality broadly including characteristics such as a lack of work ethic, conflicts with authorities, neglect, dependence on public assistance, a promiscuous lifestyle among women, or non-confirming sexual behavior. People who traveled from place to place as itinerant traders and craftsmen were particularly suspect. This suspicion led to persecution and exclusion under the Nazi regime. The Jenische people, often itinerant traders, were particularly targeted. They were portrayed as lazy and disruptive to the Volksgemeinschaft, national community. Authorities compiled lists of Jenische people and reported them as threats to order and security. They didn't need to commit any crime to be considered suspicious, as a 1938 police report illustrates. In Hadelin, Sautens, a Jenisch man named Maximilian Sch had been registered since 1938. He and his wife collected scrap cloth, repaired umbrellas, wove baskets and made brooms. Maximilian was never employed as a laborer, which displeased the authorities. Sometimes the family had to beg, and the home was small and poor due to their low income. Jenische people also faced discrimination in Ötz. The mayor demanded the removal of a Jenisch family from the village, claiming they disturbed tourism. Authorities pressured Jenische families to place their children in institutions or undergo sterilization. Many families tried to remain invisible to avoid persecution. Even after 1945, discrimination did not end. Prejudice persisted in many communities, and some Jenische families had to live in former forced labor camps because they couldn't find other housing. Their fate shows how exclusion and prejudice can affect entire groups across generations.